This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While Congress and the White House do whatever it is they are doing about a new relief bill, we are learning more about how the last one played out, specifically about the Paycheck Protection Program. A new congressional report says the Treasury Department suggested banks favor their existing customers when considering applications for PPP loans, which meant that a lot of businesses, especially companies owned by women and minorities, were kind of out of luck. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
Back in April, J. Craig Gordon tried to apply through a bank for a PPP loan for the home health care company he runs in Savannah, Georgia.
It wasn't even a situation where we could even get an application in.
He didn't have a relationship with that bank. He tried applying through another bank. No luck there either. Gordon cut his own salary and put expansion plans on hold.
The next layer of cuts, unfortunately, was going to probably have to be some administrative layoffs. But thank goodness, you know, we weren't in a situation where we had to do that.
Hurdles like the one Gordon had to clear discouraged many black business owners from applying for PPP loans, says Amanda Ballantyne, executive director of the small business advocacy group Main Street Alliance.
Black business owners were 50% more likely than white business owners to believe they wouldn't be approved, and were 3 times more likely than white business owners to be unaware that the program even existed.
A Main Street Alliance poll found that almost half of black-owned small businesses have either shut down already or will soon. And even for those that manage to stay open, the pandemic recession is likely to do long-term damage, says Rashad Robinson, president of the racial justice nonprofit Color of Change.
They maybe lose connections with some of their customers, with the supply chain, maybe for materials or other things necessary to keep the business alive.
And that damage to businesses, Robinson says, makes black communities more susceptible to gentrification. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.